The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the National Annual Ramadan Telethon. This is a national radio telethon and the fundraising goal is $10,000. We invite you right now to go to cwsc.us and support us and you during this telethon. Once you get to cwsc.us, please press the blue button. That's the blue donate button to make a convenient, safe and secure contribution online in whatever amount is comfortable for you. Now, you may consider making the recurring amount, the recurring monthly amount, that's $9.99. It is as easy as making 33 cents a day work for all that the Community-Wide Shura Conference does. You see, your 33 cents goes a long way by supporting scholarships and cultural historic preservation programs, the Model Communities National Resources Directory and Volunteer Resource Network, the National Think Tank and Speakers Bureau, Share Your Juma, Quran Reading Programs, and many other broadcasting programs and so much more. All of this in serving our entire community and beyond. You can also call in your pledge by calling 910-317-0297 and let a representative assist you in making your contribution. And if you'd like to mail in your gift, please make your check or money order payable to CWSC and then mail it to CWSC Inc. at Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Again, each small individual amount based on all of us doing our part to ensure our intelligentsia is strong and ready to remake the world, that's the $9.99. While you can give more or be more of a generous donator, then we ask you to do whatever is comfortable for you. So don't wait. Go now to CWSC.us and help reach the fundraising goal of $10,000. Thank you. God bless. And yes, this is where your dollar counts, your voice is protected, and your intellect respected. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listening audience, and welcome this morning, getting to know the real you. This is the Community-Wide Shura Conference Learning Lab. I am Martha Nyla, and I am the founder and director of the Know Me, Know Me Institute. And as founder and director of this organization, we are presenting a learning lab through the Community-Wide Shura Conference. And you, too, can present a learning lab. You have an idea, or you have something that can help the human family, and you want to present it as a learning lab, gathering your materials and knowing how you want to present it, well, just go to CWSC and in the search box, type in new idea, fill in the form, and you will be connected with the Community-Wide Shura Conference, or you can dial 910-317-0297, and someone will be more than happy to assist you. We welcome ones with new ideas that's always available to help the human family. All right, so on with getting to know the real you. The materials that we use is spiritual materials, human developmental materials, which include lectures of the Quran or Bible and or Bible, lectures from various lecturers, and words of wisdom, and research that we've done on our own. We know that we all have are considered to have an intellect. Intellect. That means we are intelligent beings. And so we do research and we study. And once we've researched and studied and reasoned with the materials that we have, then we come to a logical conclusion and present. So the logical conclusion proves that beyond shadow of a doubt, the information, the material is going to be a benefit for humanity. There's no doubt about it. And that's where we are right now. So let's start with the idea of getting to know the real you. The real you, as presented in Quran, as Allah, the one God, we start with opening up as we seek refuge with the Creator. That's the first process for the human being, acknowledging that the human being has been created as everything else has been created. And then the Creator of everything is the one to acknowledge. So we start and we share in Arabia and in English. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We openly testify, Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. So now, greetings. And you may ask the question, what has given us the confirmation or the logical conclusion that Allah is the one God and that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of God, the one God, and that Shaitan or Satan or the devil is an enemy to mankind, to the human mind, to the human mind. That's the mankind that we're referring to, the human mind and the human spirit. The logical conclusion has been brought into focus by studying Quran, reading Quran, and studying creation, that there is one God, one creator that created everything. After looking at the creation and seeing what we call the universal order, then we recognize that that universal order concludes or ends up with one process. Is as though it is in a revolutionary process. It is as though it is in an evolutionary process, or evolutionary and revolutionary, meaning that it is evolving and then it is revolving. You may ask the question, how do we know this? Well, we see the alternation of the night and day, the light and the darkness. We see the rotation of the seasons. And we also see the movement of age with the human being and with other animals. We see that there is a point of growth and development. Then there is an end to particular developers, the developing beings. But then there are newborn. So being that there are newborns, and then there are those that get older, and then the newborns keep coming, and the newborns eventually get older or evolve to a certain point and leave here, not to return, so to speak. And then the evolving of the human being starts out as a liquid process, as in a liquid process. And then there are other things that are in the waters that grow and develop. Then there's bacteria. So all of this is proving, and we have labeled such things as the atom, A-T-O-M. And the atom connect and becomes a molecule, and the molecules connect and become what is known as cells, C-E-L-L-S, and then the cells connect and become what is known as tissues. And then there is the word form. Now, that's the physical matter, material form. But then there's the word form. And the word form starts with a letter. There are actually letters that are considered to be words. But the letters, there are letters connecting and they become words, just as an atom become molecules. And then the words become sentences. They connect and become sentences, just as the molecules connect and become cells. Then the sentences connect and they become paragraphs. The cells connect and become tissue. And then the paragraphs connect and become stories, just as the tissues connect and become skin or forms of organs. Well, the organs tell a story, so do the stories in word form give a message. So then when we look at the entire body form, whether it's an animal or a human being or bacteria that goes to its stage of development, to its end route, then we see the story, we read the message. So we're saying all of that to say that there's an evolutionary process that also revolves because it connects with, it's as though it's rotating, but it's revolving around something, meaning that there is a cause for everything that's being developed. And we see that there is a unified cause that must be behind all of this development. So that's our answer for saying that there is one creator that is the cause for everything staying connected. There's a connection between everything that is evolving, revolving, or and rotating. So let's go now to Quran. Who have read or are reading Bible or reading their spiritual text, the information leads or directs the human mind or human intellect to a certain direction or in a certain direction with a purpose. And the purpose is that the human being, the human intellect, becomes more knowledgeable for the human being to develop. And like we just said, the information of the cell, the material and the word form of development, there is a spiritual development. And that third development is what is unseen, unheard. It is felt, but it is a strong feeling, and it is a push. It is as though it pushes the need to speak, and it pushes the need for the physical matter to exist. That's the spiritual. It's unseen, but it's felt. And it is felt so strongly that the human intellect develops from the push of that spirit. And then the human intellect, without that push, without that inspiring, we will call it, without the inspiration, then the human intellect does not develop to grow and grow and grow. It gets stagnated and it becomes underdeveloped. So let's go to the inspired, the revealed word that does this inspiring. All right? So some, as we stated, some may be reading the inspired word or the revealed word that inspires in different texts, in different languages. But whatever gives inspiration and it becomes a revealed word that the human intellect begins to decipher and to connect with it, and then finding itself in a calming state of being and a rational state of being, and it has a repeated process that is found in many others to confirm that the process that is happening, the inspired process that is happening in one, is also happening in others, then we come to the conclusion, the logical conclusion, that this must be the revealed word that is inspiring the human intellect, that further inspires the human development, the material growth. And then we see the revolving of that and the rotation of the words that evolve, that the human being, the human intellect is developing the human being. So let's go now to Quran. And the Quran is in Arabia. And may ask a question, why is it in Arabia? Well, the one that created everything, we're going to go to Surah 17. Surah 17. And let's see what it says there. All right, we're going to read that surah. Now, we're in the month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, all for the purpose of turning to the one that inspires, the one that has created, and then further guides what it has created through inspiration, and leads this inspired being or beings, lead these inspired beings to be an example for others to see the happenings when the inspiration is happening, and then see that as light of intelligence to follow, a guidance for following. All right? So there's much to learn from that, but we're going to keep it very simple. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I seek refuge with Allah, the one God, from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdi laylan min al-masjidil haram illa masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Exalted is he who took his servant by night from Al-Masjid al-Haram to Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed, to show him of our signs. Indeed, he is the hearing, the seeing. Now, this is referring to the Creator. The Creator is the one, and we say glorified or exalted is the one who took his servant, and his servant then being that of the human being, using the human intellect and the human ability to be inspired to move through word and spirit form, to move, to be moved by word and spirit, to be moved by the spirit and moved by word, and then further connect. And the that which says this in word form is this letter meme. Meme. And being that the word masjid means that the human intellect was in a form of sajda, a form of sajda, a form of submission, and its character through which the character is formed through the desire of this intellect. And so this intellect, in its desiring form, is seeking peace, is desiring peace. Why is it desiring peace? Well, it is desiring order, because that is how the intellect, the being, the human being has been created, in a peaceful state of being. And so it is going to automatically seek its level in creation. And the level in creation for everything is to find peace, is to find its leveling process. And the leveling process for the human intellect is also peace. Everything is seeking to find its stability. And that is as saying it is find, looking for peace. So the masjid is the meme, meh, is the place where this peace is found. And it is found when in the very idea of sajda. Now, this letter that is used here, the seen, the S, is used in masjid. And it is also the another S that is used called sword, and is also sajda. And the sajda, there is the benefit that comes to the character that allows its desires to be humbled. And when the desires are humbled, and we know we all have desires, but when we humble our desires, when we seek than to be carried to from one extreme to the other to find the level between the two. Between the two. When we know that there is, we do a comparison without even knowing we're doing a comparison. So when we go from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, that is the same as saying we're looking for that which is not permitted and that which is permissible, or that which is truth. Truth. And that's where Aqsa represents finding that truth that will let us know what is permissible and what is not permissible. And we're saying all this, and eventually as we study, we will come to realize that this is exactly what is happening, that we're finding the balance, that we're looking for that which will bring us to a point of balance in our thinking, that we will resolve to say that this is the state of being that I can connect with, and I'm not off course. I'm in the middle, and I'm okay. I'm evolving, but I'm not hitting the extremes. All right? So Masjid, now you say, well, I thought this was speaking about the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, being taken from one mosque to another mosque, and that he was traveling through the night. Well, yes, it's stating that ones will explain it in that way. But let's bring it now to a level for every human being. So every human being is not going to that physical mosque. And the more we read and connect with the letters, remember we say everything is evolving, right? The letters are connecting for a purpose of evolution, of evolving, and it evolving the intellect. So it's taking the intellect from a base form of thinking with an intent to develop the intellect to a higher form, so that the intellect will also, it will have its base form at all times, because that's where it's growing from. So it will have its center of development, but then it will have its evolving process. So when we see the word now, masjid, we now know it is a place, a mental place for movement for movement towards peace. And it happens through our desires, and it also happens through our submission. And the character of ourselves is in a disposition that expresses that we have submitted. All right? Haram, likewise, as we will learn that there is the mercy of Almighty God, the Rahmah, and the mercy is also seen in the womb, Arham, and it is also seen in the word harem. They're the same letters, the harama, and then there's rahama, harama, rahama. And we will see that those letters will interchange, will change positions, where from the hara to the raha. And we will find that it is speaking still about the mercy of Almighty God. In the haram, we will find that ones will say, well, that is haram, meaning that is not permissible. But it is also speaking to a developmental stage of being for the human being, that the human being will come to know, will find, will gravitate to the information that will mercifully allow it to develop its life, a life of knowing right from wrong, of knowing how not to go to the extreme. And then there's the Al-Aqsa, Remember the S sound that I said for Sajda, Saud, that this is Saud. Then this, in Aqsa, the Alif, Qaf, Saud, then that Saud is that which is the benefits that will keep us erected. You know, when we find something that is beneficial, then that means we're connecting to it, and it is helping us. It is an aid. It is it's a benefit. It is that which will help us. And further on, we'll find certain words that this sword is in, and we will find that it is always going to connect us back to the idea of benefit, a benefit. And so in the cough with the word, the letter cough, I'm saying the heart Q, we will also find that it has its connection with truth or reality. And that cough then in Aqsa is letting us know then there's benefit in the truth. When we find the truth, then it will bring us back to the middle. It will not send us to the extreme of that which is not permissible, but it will keep us in the middle of what is permissible. So in order to, we must see that which is not permissible, then we see that which is an evident of truth, without any shadow of doubt, then we will be blended with an understanding, with the reasoning, and the evidence of everything. We will then be in the midstream, and the understanding will keep us focused, and we'll be balanced. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created the human being and then gave the human being information that will assist the human being along the way to keep it in a form of peace and connected with its creator. And so in reading this particular ayah, exalted is he who took his servant by night. By night. Now this night, it is, the word is Layla, Layla. In Layla, you will see that there is a balance in that, in the form of the word. For those who will look at Surah 17, chapter 17 in Quran, and you look at the letters, there's the lam, the ya, that's the y, and then the lam and the alif, Layla. Now the Layla, because it is lam, ya, lam, then we've come to connect it to saying, can you imagine something like being rocked in a rocking position, and better yet, going from season to season, and the movement from season to season. Let's just choose spring, for example, all right? From one springtime to the next springtime, much occurs, right? Or from one winter to the next winter. But spring brings about a little more fruitfulness in our thinking. So going from one spring to the another, and let's say spring is on each end, say it's the left, and we know that in the middle, then the happenings in the middle is that there's a lot of work going on. There are many things that are being developed and accomplished and ironed out or thought through or pondered over, and then we want to find that balance. We're always going to be looking for that balance. So that means that in this layla, the night, that means we're going to be seeking that which we don't know, and we come to know, but it will keep us in a balanced form of always knowing and not knowing. Knowing and not knowing. Knowing and not knowing. Not knowing and knowing. Not knowing and knowing. So whatever position we're in, we're going to be from one end to the other, and in the middle, we're going to use what we come to know. And then we're going to be guided to discover what we don't know. It's going to lead us from every time we find out one thing, we'll find that there's another position of something else that we did not know, that it will urge us to get to know it, and then the urge will keep us in the flow of always seeking knowledge. So this dark, this night, as it says, it moves its servants from by the night, the unknown by the night, and it moves it from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surrounding we have blessed, to show him of our signs. So right there, then the signs that we, to show the signs, the word here is li, to Nuriyahu, and Nuriyahu is the light. It is Nur is light. All right? Nur. So that is telling us that it comes from Layl to Nur. That to show is to bring into the light, into the knowing. From the Layl into the knowing, and from what? The signs. Ayati. And the ayati is coming from the na, which is, it indicates as us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing, is the enlightened, the one that enlightens, excuse me, not the one that is enlightened, but the one that enlightens, the all-knowing, the all-aware. So then that's the that's which ones have identified and said, calling it the us or the we, that na. But we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light. Allah is the light. Allah is the one that enlightens, from Allah being the light. So Allah is the one that knows, and Allah is the one that brings the human being, through by way of the human being's intellect, into the knowing. And that intellect is what is seeking, is moving from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. And praise be to Almighty God. It is now 6:38. We're going to take a public service announcement, and we'll be right back. Thank you for being here with us. And we pray that we're sharing something, and the way that we're sharing it, that it is causing our mind to go from one part of questioning to another part of saying, oh, okay, I can see that, and then keep moving back and forth from the layers to the newer.
Peace be upon you. Are you enjoying what you're hearing? If so, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages. You are listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in all of the nation.
Introducing the CWSC cloning program, where we combine just the right DNA to create expertise on demand right in the laboratory. Need an accountant or food bank specialist to help you design that community outreach program? Or maybe you need an IT specialist to help you with your website. Whatever the need, the CWSC cloning program does not exist. If we want expertise, it's going to take you and me inside the MCNRD, the Model Communities National Resource Directory. Visit CWSC.us today, because we are the change we've been waiting for. Cloning won't do it, but trusting the group intellect will. Visit CWSC.us and register in the Model Communities National Resource Directory today, because together we can remake the world.
The ones we've been waiting for. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Nyla, one of your gracious hosts of American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network,
and a volunteer for Community-Wide Shura Conference. And we're asking you to join us with the CWSC AM 360 Annual Ramadan Telethon. This distinct time we know offers very special multiplied blessings like no other time of the year. So we're asking you for your generous support of the telethon, which begins tonight, even though the kickoff time is June 11th, 2018. We're asking our CWSC volunteers to lead the community as we've shortened the telethon period to just 5 days. So am360.org can return to regularly scheduled programming as soon as possible and get back to the business of remaking the world. In fact, if every CWSC volunteer contributed, we will make our goal tonight. So you are an important part of the radio telethon. This is a national radio telethon. Fundraising goal, $10,000. So we invite you right now to go to cwsc.us. and support us during our telethon. Perhaps you want to make a contribution of $9.99 a month, that recurring amount, where it is automatically deducted from your designated account or your credit card to CWSC, knowing that you can cancel your recurring amount at any time. Our most popular recurring level, again, is $9.99, 33 cents a day. A cup of coffee costs more, but your 33 cents goes a long way with CWSC in support of scholarships, cultural historic preservation programs, the Model Communities National Resources Directory and Volunteer Resource Network, the National Think Tank and Speakers Bureau, the Share Your Juma, the Quran Reading Programs, and other broadcasting programs, and so much more, all serving our entire community and beyond. Please dial your pledge if you want at 910-317 0297. A representative will be able to assist you in making your contribution. Or write a mail in your check or money order to payable to CWSC and mail it to Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Remember, the $9.99, a small individual amount, based on all of us doing our part to ensure our intelligentsia is strong and ready to remake the world. Thank you, and God bless. And we are back, and we thank you for listening and being here with us. And should you have any questions, please press 1 on your phone at any given time, and we will be more than happy to acknowledge you and bring you into the queue here. We're right now on Surah 17 and that first ayah, and I have acknowledged that it's the signs from our Lord. Here at the Nomi Nomi Institute, which is a 24-hour human developmental process and a foundation for learning based on God's word. And we say 24 hours because we understand that the human being is constantly being developed, whether the human being is developed to the height of its intelligence, expected, but also can say that height that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, has already detailed for that intellect to go to the height of its development. And for others that are on their way back down, come to know they've reached the Mount Arafat and they've come back down. But they've constantly been in search of knowledge, and that is as though we're climbing the Mount Arafat. We're climbing. So if we don't strive to know, to come to know, and in the way that our Lord wants us to know, then we haven't strived to climb the Mount Arafat, to come into the knowledge. So inshallah, our life, our development is based on that. And of course, that's Martha Naila's interpretation of that. So let's continue on. We're going to, again, the reading of Quran will be for today, the 25th juice, will be at 10 a.m. Right now, you're connected with the CWSC Learning Lab. And we're acknowledging that the one God is the one that created everything, everyone, and is keeping the human intellect, the human being, in a developing state of being. And in this first ayah, looking at seeing the word layl, the night, and then seeing nuri, the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, the interpretation here used by Sahih International says that they took his servant by night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, and the blessed to show him our signs. Show, they use the word nuri, and that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word nuri, but the interpreter for Sahih International used the word to show. Now, Yusuf Ali, let's see what Yusuf Ali uses from this Surah Isra, and that's the night journey. Now, we're indicating that the night journey is that we're always in a state of not knowing, and we're always moving from the not knowing to the come to know. All right? So the Yusuf Ali in the first ayah has interpreted as this. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Says, glory, subhana, glory to Allah who did take his servant. And the word for servant here, abd, okay? Glory to Allah who did take his servant for a journey. And the word for journey is understood in here, abdi, because it says laylan minnan, and the minnan, we'll discuss that in a moment. Minnan, that means from Masjid al-Haram ila Masjid al-Aqsa. So to move from one point to another point is indicated as a journey. All right. So they both Sahih International and Yusuf Ali uses the word journey, and the Sahih International just says who took his servant by night from Masjid al-Haram to Al-Aqsa, and it's not using the word journey. But anyway, let's go with journey by night from the sacred mosque to the farthest mosque, whose precincts we did bless in order that we might show him some of our signs. For he is the one who hears and sees all things. Now, going to the end statement there, or end expression or interpretation, the one who hears and sees all things, then we're acknowledging that the Creator is the one that hears and sees all things. Well, how will we say that? Then we sometimes just say, Almighty God is the all aware. Well, let's look at the words that indicate hearing, all right, and seeing. The word for hearing is samia, and the word for seeing is basira. Okay, hearing, it would just say sama'a, and sight is basara. Seen, mim, ain. And the sight, the hearing is seen, mim, and the sight is ba-sa-ra. Ba-sa-ra. Now, for us to be connected with that which is the all-seeing, the all-hearing, and the all-seeing, then we have, from that spirit of hearing and seeing, we too have hearing and seeing, right? We have the ability to hear and to see. Through our hearing, we learn. Through our sight, we learn. We learn on the level of physical level of hearing and seeing, and we learn on the spiritual level, hearing and seeing. So when we're reading Quran, when we're reading Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words, we're going back and forth from the that which is physical and that which is not physical. We will call it the concrete and the abstract. And that's how we are being developed. So when we see the layl will be more in tune. The layl will be more in tune with the abstract, and the nur will be more in tune with the concrete. So we have the abstract and the concrete. And give me one moment. I'm going to go to a public service announcement, everyone. Just one moment, because I'm getting a beep here, which tells me someone's wanting to connect with me. One moment, please. I think they hung up. Alhamdulillah. All right. It is now 6:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to end at 7 a.m. We started at 6 a.m. this morning because we're in the last few days of Ramadan, and we want to present especially from 6 to 7 instead of 6:30 to 7:30 so that we can attend to certain other things that we have outlined for these last few days in Ramadan. So welcome to the 25th day of Ramadan. All right, so quickly back to, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1 on your phone and we'll bring you into the queue, all right? All right, so let's see here. We're speaking about our development. We're speaking about the process that is continuous, moving from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa is a movement that we're constantly in or on. We're constantly in that process. We're constantly, there's the two extremes, and then there is the middle. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indicated here, that the servant moves from Masjid al-Haram to the farthest mosque. Then we've also discussed that the mosque is a place for sajda. Sajda. So it's called a masjid, but it's where we perform sajda. But the sajda is not performed per se in the physical as much as it is referring to the mental, spiritual sajda. So that sajda is that we're always seeking or desiring to have our character reflect that we're seeking peace. We're always about the order of peace, and we're also always in the way of seeking the benefit of our Lord. So alhamdulillah. Just one moment, we'll be right back. All right, everyone, alhamdulillah. I apologize for that a brief pause there, but we're gonna, if you don't have any questions, we're gonna take a public service announcement pause here, and we'll be right back.
Enjoying the program you're listening to and imagining being part of the solution? You don't have to imagine. Now, wherever you live, wherever you work, you can go beyond the dialogue and network with others committed to being part of the solution. CWSC and AM360 connect you to the Model Communities National Resource Directory. Register your skills, knowledge, and abilities today at cwsc.us. Because words make people, but it will take people to remake the world.
Okay, and we're back, and it's 6:56, and we're going to be easing out right now for a 7 o'clock meeting that we have. Yes, there's always something going on, right? We're revolving, evolving, developing, we're rotating, and this is the earth. And for those who have listened to Imam Warthdeen Muhammad, Rahimallahu Alayh, and have studied right along,
the words of wisdom, the tafsir on his, meaning his explanation, fa. I want you to know the word. The root word for that is fa, sa, ra. And when we put when the ta is in the beginning of that word, then that means it is information that's moving from within to the outer. It's being brought out from the thinker, out to, and given an explanation for it. But the fasara is that is given in details as well, just as we read from Fusilat, but fasara also is given in detail. So alhamdulillah, an explanation, I should say. So that's what, when we're saying tafsir, then we're saying that the person who is giving the information, that they have studied and they have researched information, and they're coming out, and over a period of time, they've gotten the benefit from it by the mercy of their Lord, and they're bringing it out in the way that they have understood it, and they're presenting it, they're sharing. That there may be a benefit to someone, whomever is listening or studying, there's a benefit in it. So alhamdulillah. This is the beauty that we get when we're studying Arabiya. There's so many ways that you can go with the explanation and not be off course. Praise be to Allah. It is like being in the center, and no matter what center, what direction you go into, and you're still connected to the center at 360 degrees, and when you put that point, remember when we used to put the point down, and then we did our, I forget what you call that instrument, and we made a circle around that point to show the radius from any given point from that center. Well, likewise, they said with the Kaaba, that we are connected. And we'll talk more about that, inshallah, about how we are connected. Why Imam Warthadi Muhammad Rahimullah said that the Kaaba shows is an indicator of connection. All right? So alhamdulillah, shukran, and may you have a blessed day. And do join us back at 10 a.m. for today's juice, juice 25, and we'll express the surahs then. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.